Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Flicker. Flicker the butterfly, with wings like stained glass windows catching the morning sun, flitted through the meadow. He was a creature of vibrant colors and boundless energy, always chasing the brightest blooms and the warmest rays. One evening, as the sky began to deepen into twilight, he noticed a small, velvety creature clinging to a lavender blossom. It was Celeste, a moth with wings like soft gray velvet, dusted with silver. She was quiet and shy, her large, gentle eyes reflecting the fading light. Flicker, ever the extrovert, buzzed closer, his wings giving a slightly jittery flutter.
"Hello,"
he chirped, his voice a tiny tinkling sound.
"I'm Flicker. What's your name?"
Celeste, startled, almost tumbled from her perch.
"I am Celeste," she whispered, her voice barely audible.
"You're a moth, aren't you?"
Flicker asked, tilting his head, his antennas twitching nervously.
"I've never really talked to a moth before."
Celeste nodded, her antenna twitching more nervously.
"We're quite different, you know. You like the day, and I like the night."
"But the night is beautiful, too,"
Flicker exclaimed, gesturing toward the slowly emerging stars, nearly bumping into a nearby flower.
"Look at all those twinkling lights! They're like tiny flowers in the sky."
Celeste gazed up, her eyes wide.
"I've never thought of them that way," she murmured. "I see them as guiding lights. They help me navigate."
"Navigate?"
Flicker asked, his head tilting.
"Where do you navigate to?"
"To the moonflower patch," Celeste replied, her voice a little stronger now. "It's where my family gathers. It only blooms at night."
"Moonflowers! I've never seen them!" Flicker exclaimed. "Could you show me?"
Celeste hesitated.
"They're quite far. And it's night. You're a day creature, Flicker."
"I'm adventurous," Flicker declared, puffing out his tiny chest. "And I'd love to see the moonflowers. Besides, I'm already seeing stars. It is practically night."
Celeste, despite her initial apprehension, found herself charmed by Flicker's enthusiasm.
"All right," she agreed. "But we must be quiet. Night creatures are easily startled."
They set off, Celeste leading the way, her silver wings shimmering in the twilight. Flicker, despite his initial bravado, found himself a little nervous in the growing darkness. The meadow, so familiar in the daylight, seemed vast and mysterious now. Celeste, however, moved with a quiet confidence, her large eyes guiding them through the shadows. Along the way, Celeste pointed out the sleeping ladybugs nestled under leaves and the silent, gliding owls that patrolled the night sky. She showed Flicker how the dewdrops on the grass shimmered like tiny diamonds in the moonlight, and how the night breeze carried the delicate scent of honeysuckle. Flicker, in turn, shared stories of his daytime adventures, of the sun-warmed petals of the sunflowers, and the playful dance of the dragonflies over the pond. He described the taste of sweet nectar and the feeling of soaring on a warm summer breeze. Finally, they reached the moonflower patch. It was a hidden clearing bathed in the soft glow of the moon. The moonflowers, large and luminous, unfurled their petals in the darkness, their fragrance filling the air. Flicker was mesmerized.
"They're magical," he whispered,
his wings fluttering in awe. Celeste smiled a gentle, radiant smile.
"They are,"
she agreed.
"And this is where my family is."
From the shadows, other moths emerged, their wings like silver shadows against the moonlit flowers. They welcomed Celeste, and then, with a gentle curiosity, they turned to Flicker. He, nervous at first, found himself welcomed by their quiet warmth. He had never seen so many moths, and their silent, graceful movements captivated him. As the night deepened, Flicker found himself drawn into the quiet rhythm of the moonflower patch. He learned about the moths' nocturnal world, their silent communication, and their deep connection to the moon. He discovered that the night, just like the day, was filled with beauty and wonder. When the first hint of dawn began to paint the horizon, Flicker knew it was time to leave. He thanked Celeste and her family for their hospitality, his voice filled with gratitude.
"I'll come back tonight," he promised Celeste.
"I'll be waiting,"
she replied, her eyes filled with a gentle warmth. As Flicker flew back towards the rising sun, he carried with him not just the memory of the moonflowers, but a newfound appreciation for the quiet magic of the night, and the beautiful friendship he had found in the shadows. He knew, with a flutter of his wings,
that his world had just become a much larger and more beautiful place. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.